Yes, sir. Hi, Ray. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, hi, Dr. Ray. Good to talk to you again. Hey, I was in your clinic at North Tahoma, North Seattle, on Thursday getting that color Doppler or color ultrasound.
Yeah, color Doppler.
Yes. Hey, so he came up with the size on mine, which is 39 centimeters. And he says that's not a real big one and it shouldn't be causing me as much problem as I'm having. And he noticed that inside that ultrasound that there were some calcium deposits. He called those nodules. I don't know what you call them. But anyway, and he thought that might be of a concern. So my question to you is, with kidney stones and gallstones, you've mentioned supplements that you can take that help dissolve that stuff. Is there anything that might be similar to that for a prostate and calcium buildup in there?
I'd really have to look into that because with the kidney stone, that has an outlet to the outside, and with the gallstone, it has an outlet into the gut anyway, which can get to the outside. But depending on where these calcium nodules are, they would have to be adjacent to the urethra, quite adjacent to it to get to the outside. And if they're not adjacent to the urethra, I just don't know whether they can be dissolved or not. Now, one of the first things that comes to mind for any calcium dissolving effort is that, of course, calcium and magnesium, why, they kind of fight with each other a lot. And if we get some magnesium in it, for sometimes will displace calcium, but I don't know if it'll do it in a, in a firmly calcified nodule.
Right.
I
He
just
told
don't have any
yeah.
further information on this, sir.
Yeah, he told me that it'd been there for a long time. It's not like something that just happened overnight. About a year ago, I started taking extra magnesium.
Good
And
for
one of
you.
the side effects of the extra magnesium is it totally got rid of my irregular heartbeat, which was pretty amazing.
Yay.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. Well, I've been a disciple of yours for a number of years. And I see one of your doctors who used to be with you, Dr. Hinchcliffe.
Oh,
I think
sure.
she's still with you, I think, just a
Well,
couple days a
she
week.
coupled, actually, it's a couple days a month, but she's
Oh, okay.
very, 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 very good, and we're so happy she comes over to the clinic a couple days to follow with the people she's working with.
Yeah, she always fills in with you, and she's just
There
excellent.
you go. There you
Good to
go.
see you. Sir, can I make a comment about the newsletter? I love your
Please.
newsletter. I didn't hear if you said yes or no.
Oh, I said please.
Okay. For years I've gotten your newsletter and I've got the online version, and I was just able to go into the, they would notify me, hey, your April edition is ready, like they did today or this Friday, and I'd be able just to print it. I could go back and I could look at the archives if I lost a copy and just print that PDF. And now, starting this year, this new company, and I'm suspecting that it's probably not your decision and it's out of your control. They are afraid of people taking that PDF and mailing that to people who haven't subscribed. So they have done it a different way. And now you can just read, unless you get the printed version, which is about $20 more, which I really don't want to waste that extra time. You can print the article, you can read the article online, but because it's the A&H website over on the right, it has all that information. Like on your website, you say the Tahoma dispensary here and all this other stuff. So when you go to print it, it doesn't come up as a clean copy. It comes up with all this other stuff on it.
I see. Well,
So
sir, just
if I may suggest, I know sometimes people aren't as technical, understand that if you go to most websites, you can go and they'll call it a printer-friendly copy. I mean, okay, I can understand that they're concerned about this PDF, people emailing it, but they could just make it to where you could print it and print the article in a nice clean format like you had it in your newsletter. It would be nice because otherwise I can't read online. It's just too difficult to read anything on, like the article on vaccination, to go through and read it and analyze it and think about all those important things it's saying. So if I could just ask that maybe you could convince them to make a printer-friendly copy of the new way they're doing the newsletter.
Well, I may have some news for you, sir, that'll alleviate the whole thing, and that is that the Alliance for Natural Health people, very, very nice folks, but their main business is not newsletters. They were very kind to take it on when that other newsletter company decided that it was no longer in their best business interest for me to write the thing, mostly because I would not endorse things that I didn't think were the best for people. But that's another argument. Anyway, Alliance for Alliance for Natural Health took it on. They're not really a newsletter company. And so we're right at this moment in the midst of some negotiations to move it to a different company that does do newsletters as its principal business. So I think you'll see some changes in the next couple, 3 months, sir.
Okay, well, good. Because it's just kind of frustrating because it was so well done, even though I hated those ads that the other company tried to send in their emails.
I know, I know.
But your information in those newsletters is just incredibly informative and helpful. Hey,
Well, thank
okay.
you and hang in there.
One last question about the color Doppler. Do you know? Can I contact? I don't know how you say that doctor's name. He's got a unique name that did that. Can I? Like when I go to get an ultrasound somewhere else, I can request a copy of it on a CD-ROM if I want to take to a different urologist for a second opinion. Do you know? Does he allow that?
I believe so, but you'd have to call his office. His office is actually in Phoenix.
I
He
know he
comes
said
up,
that, yeah.
he comes up here because he's got relatives to visit, so he's kind enough to work with Tahoma Clinic patients at that time. But you'd have to call his office in Phoenix to find out for sure.
Okay. Well,
Oh,
thanks so
and
much for your time.
you're welcome. And the last name is Tamburi. It's spelled Tamburri. Tamburi. And his parents, he tells everybody his parents must have been hippies because they spelled Frank this way, Phranq.
Is that how you say his name? Yes. He is
That's what he
quite
says.
yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.